Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Line drive, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Mucci will run first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
Free has a seam and a crease. The kicker can't trip him up. Headed for the end zone. Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Good morning and welcome. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Sports Talk Radio breaking down Lululemon versus the Athletica. Is that what it's called?
Athleta.
We will have to say this about Charlie, Andy. He's coming in. He's battling illness. He's playing hurt.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I was a little concerned about Charlie earlier in the week. If you don't mind me telling the story, that you were under the weather.
I had a cold.
But if there's anything that'll make Charlie heal, it's a microphone. So when the microphone turns on, he will flock to that mic. He will not stay home. He will never, ever miss a show. This guy is like Cal Ripken, to be honest with you. We're going to start calling you Cal Ripken.
So I think it's Charlie Tuna, Cal Ripken, and Skip Bayless. Guys,
he'll never miss a show.
It.
And that'll keep him healthy, man. As long as there's radio, as long as there's a microphone, Charlie Tuna will always
is this.
Be
do you think
us.
This could though be like the beginning of the end? You know, like when an older person like breaks a hip,
I worry
that
about
kind
that.
Of they never recover.
Well, he hasn't had a fall yet. Actually, he did.
Yeah,
when we were on remote
on live.
But, that's because the table you put something behind the table.
I mean, he had a little paper cut on his finger. His thumb was bleeding. You would have thought that he needed to be rushed to the emergency room with his little bloody thumb. Which is why he played flag football. Never played a real sport, but played flag football.
But the doctors tell you that this illness is actually indicates you are a young man.
Yes, because well, what it was, I had an asthma, and
when I was young.
It's him. This guy is not healthy today. Earlier in the week, I was a little concerned about him, but he had plenty of people taking care of him. In all honesty,
I had my staff took care of me.
I'm glad you're feeling
they
better. I'm glad you're feeling better.
I had asthma when I was very young. Doctor said you'll get it again while you're still young. So I got it again.
Do you have one of those deals where you spray in your mouth?
Yeah. Got that.
Charlie, we're going to switch mics here because you're not sounding as mellifluous as you normally do.
As mellifluous?
Mellifluous.
Mellifluous.
It's rich.
Can you use that in a sentence, please?
Yes. We could say that Jack Whitaker had a mellifluous voice.
How's that sound? Is that better?
Yes, much better.
Much better. Okay, let's get it on, baby. I'm ready to go.
So you're about 60%?
Yeah, about 60. I had to get out and I haven't driven my car all week, and I got to, motivate it a little bit. Then I go to the barbershop. I usually go to the barbershop every Thursday. I'm going today and talking a lot of smack.
Mm. And which barbershop do you go to?
I go to K&P in U City. It's a brother. It's a true brother barbershop, like the movie.
Great
we
sports
talk,
topics.
Yeah, you better walk in there. When you walk in there, you're going to get talked about your mama and your daddy and everybody else, but you better be ready.
You know, I just called Maurice Scott, speaking of barbershops, about 2 days ago to do a story about Conzo Martin's brother's barbershop in East St. Louis.
Really?
Are you familiar with that one at all?
No.
But they say there's a lot of great sports talk going on.
Really?
Kind of a
great
neat...
sports stories in there, but you better have a
I think I'd like to go to that barbershop over there in East St. Louis.
I think they'd like to see
think
you.
I think I'm due for a little cut.
I think they'd love to see you, Andy.
I think so.
All right, how about this right off the bat? LeBron James voted AP Male Athlete of the Year. And it's not just because leading that ragtag group to the finals, but it's because of his I Promise School and all the great things he does charity-wise. Andy Strickland, though, I want to get your take. Would you have given it to LeBron James, or would you have given it to Alex Ovechkin, who finished third? for AP Male Athlete of the Year?
I would give it to Ovechkin when you consider how much heat this guy has taken over the course of his career, the fact that he was never able to get over the hump. Now he gets over the hump. I would give LeBron James maybe the Time Magazine Person of the Year, maybe the People Magazine Person of the Year. He certainly is an Athlete of the Year. How are you going to be Athlete of the Year when you don't bring home the crown? You don't win the championship. But if you're going to ask me, player versus player, athlete versus athlete, there's no question Ovechkin, considering that he won a Stanley Cup for his team, his city, who had never won one, and you consider how he did it, everything he's overcome, and the fact that he celebrated and partied like no athlete we've ever seen in the history of the
sport. After a championship for months.
It was unbelievable. He most definitely deserves it, and maybe if he was American, he would have won it.
Shot at the American journalist there. By the way,
Mookie
Betts finished second. Ovechkin
LeBron,
third.
Mookie Betts.
Patrick Mahomes was fourth, and Triple Crown winner Justify was fifth.
What about a horse finishing fifth, Charlie?
I remember Secretariat was like voted the 32nd greatest athlete of all time in ESPN.
Yeah.
Not the jockey, but the horse. Yeah. What the hell's the point of a jockey then? Or the trainer?
See, I think, Chuck, that Andy brings up a good point. At least on the field or court or ice of battle, Ovechkin had the greatest achievement. But off the court, you know, total
this
person.
This is athlete of the
year.
This
says athlete
this is
of the
not
year.
Man
LeBron
of the year,
a team
person
on his
of the
back.
Year.
I put it took a team on his back, took it to a championship. And this guy also, he's a foreigner. They're never going to win anything like that in the United States of America. Then half of America
oh
don't even know
God.
Who the hell he is.
You sound like... Did we just flip the channel to Fox News right now? I mean, is that what I'm listening to right now? Like a foreigner should never win Athlete of
the
Year?
No, I said they won't win. They will not win in America with American voters. They won't win.
And by the way, the Cavaliers are 8-27 without him.
Have we ever seen...
8-27 without him.
He took a ragtag group
You're right.
to the championship.
Yeah,
that's a
it's almost like he should be the MVP retroactive because
right,
of what's happening
this
year.
That's what I'm talking about.
Nobody's denying that he should, that he's a great player or that he, that team was terrible without LeBron James, and he's the reason why they went to the final. But, I mean, we've never seen a, as Charlie calls it, a foreign player. We've never seen a foreign player win this award before. I mean, somebody look up the recent winners, or past winners. Has anybody ever won it who's not American?
Let's go over that list of the AP Male
You're saying
Athlete of the Year.
Win if they're not American?
No,
that is the most closed-minded thing you've ever said.
I think, in a sense.
It's voted on by Associated Press, United States Writers.
LeBron. Yeah, and so you know what? I mean, we all know basketball.
It's a global sport, too.
All right, what do you got there, Brian?
Jose Altuve, non-American.
Thank you. So, Charlie?
How long ago?
That was 2017, last year.
Altuve.
Jose
He's that little guy from the Astros,
5'5". He won the AP Male Athlete of the Year last year?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, he's pretty deserving.
He's one of my favorite players.
Yeah. Okay.
I better, I'm going to Wikipedia him here in a minute.
No, you got something to hang your hat on.
That's well played.
Find out exactly what's going on with Altuve.
We want to get to the Blues in just a moment, but since we're on basketball for just one moment here, I don't know if you saw Harden last night.
He
just destroyed the Celtics. He had 45. You know, Chuck, earlier in the week, I think we had Highmark and Robertson in. We talked about the five best players in the world. I think you participated in that. But it is the brow, the king, the Greek freak, the beard, and I put Durant 5 over
Steph,
and then. But Harden may be the best there is right now. He's the most unstoppable thing I've seen.
Offensively.
He's the best pure scorer you see now.
But you're still playing in a no-touch league, as Earl Austin says it. You ever seen him drive to the hole? You can't touch him.
Yeah.
But his step-back moves last night were just incredible.
He is an unreal pure shooter. He was doing this. You go back and watch his highlights from his freshman year at Arizona State when he came into the NCAA. You knew this guy was destined to be an unreal superstar, but there's no doubt he can score. But you're gonna pick the Houston. How much belief do you have in his ability to get Houston over the top and win a championship?
Well, with the way Golden State is floundering, they lost again last night.
Did they lose in
overtime?
That
thing is wide. Yeah.
As I say, watch out for the Lakers.
What's going on
in the finals?
The Warriors. Ever since they had that dust up internally, they just haven't been the same. They may never be the same again.
Draymond Green still is not healthy. He's only played in 18 games. He's not the Draymond Green of old. And Draymond Green is the straw that stirs that team when they got them motivated. They'll be okay, but it's not the same team. And Kevin Durant is going to be out at the end of the year anyway. He'll probably be a New York Knicks.
Mm. Or what if he's with the Clippers with Kawhi Leonard?
Well, see, people, here's another good, I'm glad you brought it up.
Well, Kawhi's number
Kawhi
six or
wants
seven.
To go to the Lakers, but he didn't want that. He doesn't want the hoopla being LeBron James. The Clippers, I'm going to tell you what, that's the biggest surprise team in the league this year.
Yeah, they are. Doc Rivers is
the NBA is the only sport where we start projecting rosters for next year.
You're right.
Not for this year.
Testament to
the
league. We start talking about, well, maybe this superstar and that superstar will align with one another. I mean, no other sport does that. And I think it cheapens the NBA a little bit. I mean, we don't even focus on what's going on this year. We just hope everyone creates these power teams in an effort to win a championship.
One thing the NBA is doing, and people don't recognize it, Frank, and you and Andy might, they let the players, this is their league. Do what you want to do. Do what you want to say. Mm-hmm. LeBron James came out this week and called the NFL owners slave owners.
He also made some Jewish remarks as well.
That he backtracked on. But Adam Silver lets these players police the league. And I don't care what anyone says, they are the best athletes in the world, the NBA stars.
That's why coaches, would you say that coaches in the NBA have less of an influence than any of the four major sports? I mean, it's more players dominated than any league. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would
agree with that as well. You probably can't even, like, the coach in the NBA is less visible than they've ever been.
Yeah.
I mean, there are, outside of maybe the Steve Kerrs of the world.
And Popovich.
Maybe Popovich, maybe Luke Walton because he coaches the Lakers. I bet you most people can't name 10 other coaches in the NBA.
Well, it's interesting you bring up Walton because did you see what Rajon Rondo said the other day? He said, I love playing for Luke Walton because he lets us play.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's like the strength of a coach, kind of back off and let him play. So.
Well, what's his option?
Well, there's some guys that try to coach him up.
He won't be in play. He won't have a job. Now, what's your take on LeBron James, the comments he made about NFL owners and the Jewish comments? I mean, you still celebrating him after he makes these comments or what?
Well, I applaud the fact that he apologized right away. He was wrong in making those comments.
About the Jewish.
Yeah, he said it was Jewish money.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was wrong. But look, I'm not going to – I hate to kill guys because they say one thing that's bad and all social media destroys them. And I applaud the fact that he apologized right away.
But do you think NFL owners, they treat the players like – I mean, I've heard other people say the same thing.
Yeah, they do.
So explain what he's trying to say there.
Using the word slave is a little brutal because these guys make millions. They work 6 months a year.
To get the effect.
But still, it's...
And you can't see it from the other side of the fence.
The white perspective.
Right. You can't feel it like we do. And I understand that because I can't feel it like you do on your side of the fence.
Do you know how many African Americans out there right now would volunteer to be in the NFL and make millions of dollars.
That's not the point he's making. He's not the point he's making. See, now we get too deep. This is because part of the ownership is aligned with Trump.
Mm.
And it all goes back to the Colin Kaepernick era.
Correct.
That's what it goes back. It's really not the money part of it. Yeah.
No, you're right. No, I understand. You just got to listen for all the kids out there. You got to have a better feel for how you want to present your side of your opinions. You know,
this is a learning curve for everybody in America.
So LeBron's trying. I understand he's a great basketball player, and I like what he's doing with the schools and what he represents, and the fact that he does get involved socially. I think it's important for people of his stature to be able to do that, and I think he is smart. But I think the deeper he gets into social issues, the more he learns how to go about doing it the right way.
The only thing that I regret is that back in the Ali, Jim Brown era, Kareem era, and those guys, you had a group of coalitions that would band together and be teachers. Back in the 60s, you need more than LeBron James. You need more than Colin Kaepernick because the message sometimes gets muzzled.
Mm-hmm.
So you need other athletes, but the black athletes, all they're worried about is their damn paycheck.
Mm.
Well, the famous Michael Jordan line,
right,
that Republicans buy tennis shoes, too.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, speaking of the NFL, you mentioned Jim Brown. Ezekiel Elliott is about to enter some rarefied territory. The young man from John Burroughs, he's about to join Earl Campbell and Eric Dickerson as the only three in history to win two rushing titles in those 3 years. You know, he had that tumultuous season last year where he didn't win it. But, I mean, this kid from John Burroughs, every time I see him, he's just unbelievable. He's the best back in the league. I like him better than Gurley overall. Mm-hmm. It's close, but it's two titles in 3 years.
You put
That's
Gurley
serious business.
Behind that offensive line.
I put Gurley
you put
a,
and you
I
put time. You put
he's
Barkley. You put Barkley behind that offensive line. I mean, those three. That's the
yeah,
three-headed
three.
Monster.
You're right.
You know, in the NFL, give me any of them, and you're going to have a chance to win. But Elliott is incredible, man. He is unbelievable.
What are the two backs that you mentioned? Earl Campbell and who else?
Eric Dickerson.
Who would you rather have? Eric Dickerson. Earl Campbell or Zeke?
Well, for 4 years, like the beginning of a career, I think I would take Campbell, but then his body would break down. Ezekiel may have the best longevity, but Dickerson was special too.
Right.
That's
but who
goal.
Knows? With running backs, you can't predict longevity
right.
at all.
Back then, you could.
But we just knew that Campbell, he was just dead after like 5 years after those collisions. Speaking of the NFL real quick, who do we like here? Who are we going to see in the Super Bowl? Would be the Patriots, Houston, Baltimore, Kansas City, or the Chargers out of the AFC, or in the NFC, New Orleans, the Rams, Chicago, or Dallas?
Did you mention it? Yeah. I want to see the Rams and Chargers.
That's what I want to see, too.
You really want to see the Rams?
Well, I mean, I don't care.
Would you want to see New Orleans beat the Rams
I would like to,
death? To
see the Chargers out of the AFC 100%. I want to see Phillip Rivers win a Super Bowl. This guy may be the most underrated athlete, our NFL quarterback we have ever seen. I mean, all this guy does is put up incredible numbers every single year, goes about it the right way, maybe the best leader in the NFL today at the quarterback position. I know everybody celebrates Brady and Breeze and Rodgers and some of these other guys. He's right there for me, in my opinion, and I just want to see him get his due, and maybe the only way he can get that if he wins some big games in the
You're
playoffs,
right.
something he hasn't
be
been able
to
do.
There's one quarterback that's a better leader than anyone this year, and that's Russell Wilson.
That's
what
my guy.
Russell Wilson
that's my
is
guy.
Doing is incredible. That's
and
your guy.
That's my guy, man. He has been from the beginning. I love Russell. This may be the most impressive season he's put together.
Ever.
And, you know, Pete Carroll, if I had to pick one coach in the NFL today to be the head coach of my franchise, that's the guy I'd be going with. I think he's an unbelievable coach, player's coach, great motivator. I love the way he interacts with his players on the sideline. And this may be the best job he's ever done as a head coach, too.
Yeah, they just have not given Russell Wilson enough weapons to play with, though. I mean, imagine if Russell Wilson had a superstar wide receiver. I mean, that guy has gone his whole career putting up really good numbers without, you know, stars surrounding him. So. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in the NFC, I mean, New Orleans, I mean, sure. I mean, I'm not like a diehard Saints fan, so it wouldn't get me too excited.
But you really want to see the Rams in the Super Bowl?
I just think
I can understand him because he's on the payroll and he's a shill for the
okay,
Rams.
But I'm not.
Why
I'm
you?
I'm not going at it from the hurt feelings that a lot of other people share about the Rams leaving here. I'm kind of past that. I'm over it. To me, they're the L.A. Rams. It's not the St. Louis Rams. I wish they wouldn't have left, but I turned the page in my life.
So you want Stan Kroenke and Kevin Demoff to hold the trophy on Super Bowl Sunday?
No.
Okay.
Now that you say that, no. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see the Rams.
They sent me these new license plate frame holders for my car, and I had the mechanic put them on. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You are the you are. That's why
you
got
L.A. Rams license plate on your Porsche?
Frame, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You could have gotten that in a Glove Drug surprise box, man.
Somebody key that car. Oh, gosh.
But give me some other options. Give me some other options in the NFC. Real threats.
Well, gosh, New Orleans is the only one.
The Chicago Bears.
Oh, that's
baby.
My
and
team.
And I'm a huge Packers fan, so I should be the last one. Dude, defense travels, and they have shown all year. If Trubisky can avoid the untimely interceptions, I think if he can avoid
it,
they have two great running backs. I think if they utilize the run game, their defense is amazing.
Let me say this. I'm glad you brought that up. I love Chicago. I was talking to somebody on my staff yesterday, very connected in the National Football League. You know who they say is going to be an unbelievable football coach one day? Is Chase Daniel. They say the reason why this guy finds his way and plays for good teams as a backup quarterback is because offensive coordinators want his mind in the film room and in the meeting room. And his ability to break down and help scheme and game plan and break down film is better than most starting quarterbacks in the NFL. That's why he has so much value. That's why he gets paid. And we just lost. We hope Charlie's okay, man.
That would be great, by the way. And yeah. I wonder, see, because he's made about $30 million.
Yeah.
I wonder, sometimes when the guys make a whole lot of money, they don't really want to work 19-hour days.
He's a lifer. Yeah. This guy is a football junkie. He's a football lifer.
That'd be great.
And apparently people inside the industry, now this is according to Strict Nasty's staff, they tell me that's the path he's headed down.
You know who had the exact same path? Frank Reich, highly successful coach.
That's my guy from the Buffalo Bills, man.
Yep.
That's who Mizzou needs to hire. Go after Chase.
Well, it's funny because they said that could be his first step is getting back to Columbia, being a part of a coaching staff, eventually taking over as a head coach at Missouri before finding his way to the National Football League.
That's my dark horse.
I don't think that job's going to be open for a while.
Oh, my God. You really believe that? Wait, you think they've got freaking Nick Saban there at Mizzou? He's untouchable. He'll be there for 20 years?
No, I just think they got a guy who's won more games in his first 3 years than Gary Pinkle.
Nobody accepts mediocrity more
than
this town.
Can you tell me what?
I mean, they are so
obviously, a man from the St. Louis Blues organization saying that. No one would be more qualified than saying that than
they are
Andy Strickland, 6-2-2 Blue.
I have never seen
about to go 9-4.
Average.
I think their winning percentage is slightly higher than the Blues.
About
okay,
to go
I will host
four.
About to go
what
9-4.
About?
I think that's a coin flip.
They're
game.
Playing
I
a
think
6-16.
You want to bet a dollar on that?
I will. I will because it's a bowl game. You never know.
Well, you'll bet against Missouri if they're playing anybody. So.
Absolutely. I think this is going to be a good game. I will bet a dollar.
Listen,
on that.
They're playing against a 6-6 team that is holding out their two best players because they don't want to get hurt because they want to go to the National Football League. And you look at Oklahoma State's schedule, I think all but one of their losses were within a touchdown. They played some really good teams. And Missouri has a quarterback who flat out doesn't have the it factors. So, you know, with that being I think Oklahoma State has a better chance than you're giving them. And again,
no, I think they have a fine chance. I just think Missouri's going to win.
I just can't believe you act like they got some generational coach who's just never going to leave there.
Oh, you made it seem like Chase Daniels taking the job in Columbia next week.
The guy
just signed a contract extension and won 9 games.
I said he would.
I don't think the job's popping open next week. Andy, I got to tell you, and I don't think Chase Daniels leaving his NFL career of wearing a ball cap and making $3 million a year. It's a pretty good gig.
In fact, I didn't say that. What I said was eventually that's the path he's going to take, and I think he will find himself in Columbia one day on the coaching staff and eventually take over as the head coach before finding his way to the NFL.
Charlie, we haven't gotten your take on what happened on the Bragging Rights game where Konzo Martin's team looked pretty good.
They looked very good, and I think it was a turning point of the season for the game. And Konzo finally realizes how important that game is.
You still think SLU's the best team in the state?
No, I was getting to that.
Thank
right
you.
Now.
I'm glad you changed your mind on that
SLU is sliding
one.
Like a damn sled. They're just
mudslide,
downward, man. Nothing. And I thought Konzo, man, in the next 2 years, this team will be in the NCAA Sweet 16. I guarantee you that. I really do. I really do. But it's something about SLU now, they've gotten stagnant.
Mm.
And can they become this true powerhouse that we keep putting a pedal on the metal? I'm worried about SLU right now.
Well, nobody thinks they're going to be a powerhouse. The goal is, to make the NCAA tournament. And I think if you look at what they've done non-conference-wise this year, and look at the Atlantic 10, they got a great chance to be one of the top two teams in the A-10, which would put them in the tournament.
They better play better than how they played so far.
Okay?
They look very average, in my opinion.
They lost to undefeated Houston at the buzzer in Houston, okay? They beat Butler. They beat Oregon State. They beat Seton Hall at Seton Hall. They only have one bad game. And that's the game at Florida State. And if you saw Florida State, they are loaded. Leonard Hamilton is one of the great recruiters. He gets them to play hard. That is a scary team who almost went to the Final Four last year if it went for Michigan's shot.
But I agree with that. And, Charlie, we talked about that last week, that they wouldn't have a chance against Florida State. But that was an opportunity for SLU to show you where they are, to compete in that game. I mean, they almost lost to a school I'd never even heard of before that. So,
but are you judging who's school. Better in the state by win and loss total? Because
no,
the A-10, I think SLU can. I think SLU's the best team in the state. I still do. Out of Missouri, I think SLU's the best.
I mean, you can't. Sometimes you can't just say, okay, they have a a bad game. Like when Mizzou barely beat Kennesaw State.
Yes, there's always
everybody
outliers.
Overreacted and said, boy, this is going to be a really terrible long year.
Let me just say this.
It's like SLU laid an egg at Florida State.
Mizzou,
they don't shoot the ball
this
great.
This is not a very interesting Mizzou team to me. As a lifelong diehard Mizzou basketball fan, this team doesn't do it for me. I agree with Charlie. I think that they have the ability 2-3 years down the road to potentially build a program back up to where you expect it to be. The expectations for Mizzou have to be high because of what they've done over the course of their history. I know they never won a championship, but they've had great teams, great coaches, great players. Players have gone on to the NBA. They've always been competitive within their conference. That should be the expectation. And I think if you look at the two teams right now, Mizzou is trending up. I like to see this team. They look better by the game, and I think that's all you can ask for from Konzo Martin and the team that he has this year.
The one thing I don't like to hear when you talk about a basketball team, especially SLU, well, we got to play Florida State. Well, you know we don't have a chance against them. Well, wait a minute. It shouldn't be like that.
Exactly.
Well, Mizzou would have probably lost by 22 to Florida State as well.
Mizzou
would have no chance against
Florida
State.
But we didn't say
well.
They had a loser's mentality before the game. Before Mizzou played Florida State, no one said, well, you know they're going to lose. We don't have a chance.
Right.
But when SLU plays them, we don't have a chance.
I don't know who said that. It wasn't Bob Ramsey.
I heard Ramsey. On the radio. People. SLU should have a chance against any team. If your program is building forward, they should have a winning attitude against anyone they play.
I think
it's a mentality. But their mentality as a program, it is what it is because they don't have a history of winning. They don't have a recent history of winning. I know they got to the tournament a couple times, but that's the accomplishment. And I think I believe in Travis Ford. I like his coaching staff, who he has. He's bringing in better athletes than we've ever seen come to SLU. And so as long as he sticks around and stays, then maybe they'll get to that point where the mentality does change. But right now, it's just right now they still have the CYC mentality, and that's eventually
that is the biggest crock of manure I've ever heard. I gotta tell you, that is CYC. What are you talking about?
We got to go to Mother Teresa's on Friday for the basketball game.
Yeah. But
recruiting, in addition to getting the best player in town 2 years ago in Goodwin, the best player in town last year in Cartier Gordon, he's got Yuri Collins from St. Mary's, who may be the most exciting player this year.
He's
got this kid from Mount Verde in Florida who has had a 40-point game. He's got Hargrove from East St. Louis who gets better every month. And then he's got a JUCO at SWIC from Miller Career. I'm telling you, everything he's doing is trending up, including what they've done this season with three decent or pretty good non-conference victories.
But I think everybody jumped the gun by a season or two with SLU.
This is his third year.
I get it, because he is bringing some athletes. And Travis Ford can recruit. This guy has been a recruiter before he came to SLU. There's no doubt he can bring in athletes and players. And again, like I said, this is the best group of athletes they've ever had at St. Louis University. As long as you have athletes, you're going to have a chance. But I think people jump the gun in terms of the expectation for this program. I think going into next year, maybe the year after that, I think you can really have a better idea of just how good they are.
You got to give Corey Tate some props.
Absolutely.
As well, man. Nobody's talking about Corey Tate. He's the
lead
guy. He's like when a crime happens in your house, he's the patrolman. He goes in first. Mm-hmm. And he needs a lot of more credit.
Interesting comparison. I want to get back to Mizzou for a moment.
Big loss for Mizzou, too.
You know who could end up being a beast, and he's the key to their whole season, is Tillman, who was so good against Illinois. I mean, Illinois had no answer. I tell you, if this guy can stay out of foul trouble, he's so athletic for being so big, and he's relatively
and he's stronger
skilled.
Stronger than people realize, too, though.
I think he's got a chance to play in the league. I just hope he stays another year at Mizzou. It scares me.
You can watch him the way he runs down the floor, man.
Yeah.
His intensity level. He's going to always be in foul trouble. That's not going to go away. It's just the way he plays.
Well, he can get smarter than that. He'll grow.
He's going to be an intimidating factor. Boy, if they can get two more guards, this team is going to be precious. Mm.
All right, let's take a short timeout. Oh, this just in, by the way, from Woj. Patrick McCaw, a Bob McCormick player from CBC, signing an offer sheet with Cleveland today. He had kind of a strange holdout with the Warriors. I don't know what happened, but I'm glad
he becomes the best player.
Good point. All right, a couple of quick things. Maryville University students receive an extraordinary level of academic, personal, and career support, beginning with their first steps and transition from high school to college. Go to maryville.edu for more information. And we also want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, and that's Westminster Christian Academy, 997-2900, WCASTL.org. And it's in town and country. The website will tell you everything you need to know about them, but the campus is just absolutely beautiful. the tennis courts, the baseball complex, the three gyms, the football stadium. It is outstanding. Westminster Christian Academy. We'll take a short time out. We're coming right back and talking Blues right after this.